What do you want?
What's going on over there? You been doing all right?
I had to put my little dog to sleep yesterday.
What? Why?
Yeah. Because he had congestive heart.
Lewis, you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't even want to talk. It makes me sick to my stomach. I didn't want to come in today.
Jeez.
So sad. Yeah, I'm very sad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, I closed down. I got a call from the vet about 2 o'clock, and I ran him over there. So, yeah, he's coughing so bad, the poor thing.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God, yeah. People are coming in. Where's Lois? And I'm like, oh, don't talk about him.
I know, because then you, like,
yeah,
that's hard.
So,
that's very
I'm
hard.
Very sad. I'm not going to lie. I'm very sad about it. It hit me hard.
Well, yeah. You had him 14 years, right?
No, I haven't. I've only had him over 4 years.
Oh.
I haven't had him. But I take him with me everywhere. He comes to work with me every day. I take him to the grocery. Anywhere I go, I get my hair cut. He's in my lap.
Yeah.
Serious. Yeah, I'm serious. He goes everywhere with me, so.
He lived a very, very good life then, you know.
And he's just, I took the cutest picture of him. I posted it on Facebook, and I was hoping to finish the chandelier to get him sitting under the chandelier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. So, anyway, other than that, it's just quiet, and it's dreary. Looks like it's going to rain.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So,
no,
yeah,
I'm
very
sorry.
Sad.
Are you going to get his ashes then?
No, I buried him with my other dog.
Oh, you
I
did.
Took him home. I gave him his last ride. Took him home and buried him. Well, at the farm where my horse is. He's buried next to my other dog.
Oh, well,
that's
good.
And I laughed. He said he put him right next to Phyllis, who was a boxer who died last spring. And he always humped her all the time. And I said, so at least he's close to Phyllis now, you know?
Did you have him facing, like, if he could?
So he's right next to Phyllis, so, you know, I'm sure they'll meet up in heaven, you
but
know?
But, like, is he spooning her is what I mean, so it looks like he's humping her.
Yeah, he's like, I've got Reggie, and then Lewis is in the middle of, so you got Reggie, Lewis, and then Phyllis, so he's right in the middle. Yeah. So,
oh, my God,
anyway.
I'm sorry, that's very heartbreaking, Tess.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. It's just,
they're like your child, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get my... Every time somebody starts talking, I'm like, oh, my God, please don't. I'm going to start crying.
I know. That's, like, heartbreaking. Like, yeah. I am not looking forward to that, like, you know. I mean, my dog's only 4 years old, but I'm not looking forward to it, you know.
Yeah, it stinks. You know, and I hadn't had him that long, but, I mean, every day he freaking sleeps with me. That dog is everywhere with me. So, yeah, so Lewis was like my shadow. It's just really weird.
Yeah.
You know, but,
yeah.
You know, I go looking for him, and he's, you know.
No.
But anyway, yeah. So he coughed so much that he couldn't catch his breath, and then the vet's trying to tell me, well, we can try this. I had pill, you know, the pill, you know, the Sunday, the 7 day pill organizers.
Yeah,
I had
yeah.
Pill organizers for him because he was on pills 3 times a day. And it's like, this is it. This is not good.
Jeez. But so it was congestive heart failure, huh?
Yeah. And I'm like, what more are you going to do? I said, you're not up with him all night. When the poor thing moves, he couldn't get up the stairs. And he waits for me to pick him up the stairs. Now I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
It's not fair to him.
Yeah, it's better, you know, yeah, you're right. I mean, you got to think of the quality of the life, you know.
Yeah, it's just, he didn't eat last few, because it was terrible. I was up with him trying to. You know, you ever get that when you get sick and you get a cough and you can't stop coughing, you can't catch your breath?
Mm-hmm.
That's what was going on, and I was like, this is not good. So, So he's in a better place now, but I miss him.
I know. Well, you still have your other dog, too, right?
Yeah. It's not the same, though, you know? I'm not as attached to her.
She's not your favorite, I get it.
not that she's not my favorite. She never bonded with me. She's like my friend who has the farm, and I've been begging him for years, just take her and I'll pay the food and I'll pay the vet bill. I said, she don't want to go home with me. She wants to stay with him. I said, just keep her. He goes, no, I don't want to keep her, you know.
It'd probably be better for her. I mean, think about it. She's, like, out and not sad, and I don't know, maybe, I don't know.
See, he's got Lewis's baby, and the bulldog thinks that that's her baby. She loves that little dog.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So, you know, and every morning I drop her off there. She goes there. It's like doggy day camp.
I love watching those kind of videos, the doggy day
camp. Yeah, so it's like doggy day camp, and and she just, she'd rather be there. And I'm like, I don't know why the hell you don't keep this damn dog.
Yeah, geez, especially if you're going to pay for it, I mean, might as well, but.
Yeah. So
how is the chandelier coming along, by the way?
Okay, so now I am putting the bigger crystals on, and I'm going to bring it in. I'm going to bring it in and finish putting the crystals on once you hang. I'm just about there.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
The chandelier. Everybody's like, the damn chandelier, they call it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you got a good deal on it. And resell it or something, it will add value to the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's going to look good, and it'll brighten it up a little bit. So, yep.
Well, good.
Yeah, and then I'm just about done. I'll send you pictures when I'm finished, and then I'm working on my artwork to come in for the wall, that one big white wall I got. And then I'm finished, and hopefully I got to make some damn money.
Maybe you should put, like, a nice little photo of Lewis up. You know, like the one that you had texted me, the picture, like, whatever, the picture for your Facebook. Maybe just put that in a frame in your store or something.
Yeah, I'll put a picture of poor Lewis.
And you know how at the vet they have, if this candle is lit, like, it means someone is, like, that always, like.
Oh, that vet made me mad. Don't even go there with him. How about we try more? I was like, are you kidding me? I'm coming to terms with this, and you want to prolong? I said, you're not up with him all night when he can't breathe coughing. I couldn't believe it. It pissed me off.
Yeah. As a vet, that's not what they should do. They should be looking at what's best for the animals.
It's all about money.
I know. Yeah. Unbelievable. But
it's all about money. Yep.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that. You know, listening to Lewis.
Well, thank you. I know. I didn't mean to
drag
you down with me. So.
No, I'll just tell you a real quick thing. I have, I don't know if you have Hulu or whatever, you know, the streaming service.
No, I don't.
So I have Hulu, and on, I can't remember what station it is, but there's this thing called Dr. Polk, and it's about
he's great. Yeah.
A world-renowned vet. So they, like, I watched that all the freaking time.
I haven't watched it. It used to be on regular TV. I haven't watched it in a long time.
Oh, my God. Yep. I'm addicted to that freaking show. Oh, my God. But, yeah, like, I've seen him put, like, when he had to put down his own dog, oh, my God, I was, like, crying. And my son comes out of his bedroom because normally I don't cry for shit, right? My son comes out of his bedroom, and he's 20 years old, and he's, like, 6'1", 6'2", like, 200 pounds, like, muscle.
Oh, my God.
And my dog's sitting on my lap, and I'm, like, crying watching this.
Oh, it's terrible.
I know. My son's like, why are you crying? He's like, seriously, Mom? I'm like, they're putting down their dog. I don't know what I'm going to do when we have to put down Zeke. He's like, oh, my God, Mom. I don't cry at anything else. I swear to God, like sad movies, like death of Pete, like very rarely.
Lewis is trying to crawl up into my arms.
Oh my God!
It was awful. He's trying to crawl. He's like, no. He knew. They know something's up.
Yeah.
He was trying to crawl, and they tranked him first. But yeah, he was trying to crawl up on me. But he was so uncomfortable last weekend. And he was crawling, trying to crawl up on my shoulder. He never does that because he was so uncomfortable.
But did it hopefully go quickly?
Well, yeah, it's the vet. I never had it take so long. I mean, they had to tranquilize him again, and then they finally gave him. The vet's like, do you want me to wait? I said, just do it. I said, enough. Just freaking put him down. I said, this is not fair, you know. That made me angry. It made me very angry yesterday.
Damn. Take it you've never used that very often?
I've been going to this stuff since I had Lewis.
What the freak? You would
tell him, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, just do it. I don't want him to prolong it anymore. Put him down.
I don't like vets or doctors that do that. You know, they try and make you, like, you're right. It's a money grab. But
and then a friend, the girl who has the place a couple of doors down from me, she took me. She came in when I got the call. She says, I'm taking you. And then she looked at him, and he said a couple things about putting the meds. She says, you're going to be back here within 2 days. She says, this isn't, and she spoke up, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, on top of what I'm giving him now, and I can't even get him to take you telling me to change my, to do that. I said, no. I said, let's do this. It was ridiculous.
That you have to fight with it. Yeah, that's.
And on top of making you, nothing worse than making you feel like a. like a murderer as it is, you know. They just stink. They really do. But anyway, I don't want to get. I'm going to start. I gotta get some work done. And
I know.
It.
When is it? The lady for the Oval. Is that next week or in a couple weeks?
The day after Thanksgiving.
So next week.
I gotta call her on Friday. So the 29th, I got a note to call her about to come in and look at it. She wants it like right just over a carat.
Okay.
Give or take a few points. Okay. Nice quality, medium goods, you know.
Yeah.
Like I usually get. So yeah. So that's. So. I don't know. Yeah. So when you do the, I'm hoping she comes in. So I got to call her that Friday. So.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
I think she will because she's like this hoity-toity, she says, if I don't come in, you're going to talk about me, and I don't want anybody to think around. You know, it's like one of those.
Are you serious?
She's very sweet. Yeah, well, she comes from just the neighborhood.
I know, but it's not like, you mean to tell me you don't have better things to do than talk about somebody? Like, seriously?
Well, at least she said to me, if I said to you, she says, I will be in because I asked you to get it. I don't want anybody to think I don't stand by my word type of thing.
Okay, that's respectable. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's when I don't want it before that because then how long do I have? I have a little bit of time with it. I mean, if you said it before.
10 days from the original memo.
Yeah. Okay. So write that down in your notes.
Yeah, we can. Let's see here. So, how about the 26th? That's next Tuesday. That way, if she comes on that Friday or even Thursday, you at least. I'll do that.
Tuesday.
I'll just put the 26th call test.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, because I got to show her artwork. All right. Perfect.
All right. You got it. All right.
Thank you.
Good day. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye.